There's certain people you admire, you maybe even call them a hero, maybe even you unhealthily worship some people. I don't know, certainly my uncle in the New York Yankees is like that. But for other people, you have such respect and you honor what they've done, you can only just tip your hat and just admire them and adore them so much. Our next guest is one of those people. You talk about running into the barbed wire. You talk about running into the fray. She was into development, land development. She began to read documents in California, development plans, what have you, straight from the counties, cities. And she's like, what in the world is this? She doesn't speculate. Her talks, her interviews are extremely provocative, extremely different for a lot of people, but it's becoming less and less different because everybody can start to see it. This is our girl. This is our lady right here, Deborah Devera, StopTheCrime.net. Deborah, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, Daniel, again, thank you so much for having me on today. Of course, many of you know my website, StopTheCrime.net, and PrimaryWater.org. And I know we'll get into some of the most recent YouTubes we've been posting on our YouTube video channel here soon. But I want to, of course, let everyone know we have now been experiencing blackouts from Pacific Gas and Electric here. And it is all
here, Deborah, tell them a little bit here, just because we got a lot of new listeners. They may not know. Deborah's
going to
give an
overview.
California, what you've been hearing. Go ahead.
Right. Okay. So for everyone that's listening, I am located approximately 60 miles north of the Golden Gate Bridge. And this is an area in Sonoma County that lost about 6,000 homes and businesses back in 2017 during the October 8th and 9th fires, the intentionally set fires by the military. When you have a government that's attacking you, many of you may not have heard this before, but that is what has happened, and that's what's happened with the fires here in California. And I was recently talking to a team that was here from the East Coast, and they don't really personally relate to the fires. It's important that people understand we are being burned up. And we're having power outages. Now, the power outages are expanding worldwide. Many countries throughout the world have massive power shutdowns now, and it's all part of an agenda. Make no mistake. And I think it's very important to understand that we are under a worldwide government of occupation. And the definition of occupation means seizure and control of a country by military forces using weapon systems. And we have been confronted now with silent weapons systems that are engaged to massively reduce and control the populations worldwide. We're seeing many, many consequences of the austerity measures that are now being put in place through the climate action plans. And people don't seem to really realize much of what we're experiencing has already been written down. Your cities have adopted it. I talk about that ad nauseum, but examples of that. Chaos is erupting everywhere worldwide. We're seeing it, and it happened in France, the Yellow Vest movement, where mercenaries moved in because the people were initially peacefully protesting because of increased fuel costs for cars for their gas and food costs, etc. We see an article in the New York Times that talks about how people in Iraq are facing shortages of everything, and people are protesting the public corruption. Right now, we have Venezuela. We have Ecuador. I don't know how many of you are aware that in Chile, there are massive, massive protests. Many people are being murdered and dying because they're in austerity measures now that are increasing the cost for them to survive. And in particular, because I've been to Ecuador, the IMF and the Catholic Church has taken over that country and the United Nations and has inserted mercenaries. And what happened in the last few weeks has been the native people to Ecuador and even from Peru that have gone in to help the Ecuadorians protest and lock down large cities because of increased fuel costs, where traveling by taxi was the way in which people had to travel because people are too poor, they don't own cars. And an example of that would be, we traveled from one city to another a couple of hours where many people did business for about $4 a person. Well, now that's $21 per person each way.
Oh, my gosh.
And so that's an example of the austerity that is being brought in to country by country by country by the IMF, the United Nations, and the Vatican, the London banksters, and of course Washington, D.C., the three capitals of the world. And I think it's just very, very important to understand what we're being told, and needing to know that what we're being told as far as reduction of energy goes, they're telling us we have to aim for zero use of energy. And this is now being taught in the schools, and I know, Daniel, we spoke about the fact that there have been international student walkouts of school striking against climate change and wanting all of the older generation and policymakers to create policies to stop the climate from changing, because they believe and have been taught there are simply too many people using too much stuff. And what they aren't being taught in school, and of course school is a planned enslavement through lack of knowledge. That's what the educational system is based
on. Amen.
And that's absolutely critical for everyone to understand. Because a quote from John D. Rockefeller, who created the General Education Board in 1903, was to disperse the Rockefeller funds to education. And he quoted, "I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers." And there's an excellent quote in The Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars on page 7. And that talks generally about the quality of education that's given to the lower class must be of the poorest sort, so that there is a moat of ignorance isolating the inferior class from the superior class. Now, we need to understand that our children have been psyopsed. They have been taught nothing but disinformation. Certainly, no one in school is being taught that there are weather weapons, that there are military technologies that are altering the weather and worldwide. We just heard about a tornado that hit Dallas and went into Richmond, I think, Richardson, which is near Dallas.
Richland,
and really wiped out a lot of buildings. This just happened last night, and today being a Monday, October the 21st, 2019. We're getting hit with weather weapons everywhere. The fires here in California are weapons. Make no mistake about it. I really want people to understand that. We're under mass attack and assault, and there is absolutely evidence of that everywhere we go.
All right, let me interject here. Let me summarize a little bit. You can correct me where I'm wrong, and then I got two, I think, really important questions asked now. So basically, there's been a plan. I mean, people can call it different names, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, UN, Resilient Cities. All these names have been attached, but basically there are overarching constructs that are going on the city and even state levels, California kind of being ground zero for this, where they're managing the populations, controlling the populations, using technology, using fires, that the fires that were actually started 2017, you have the evidence, you interviewed the people, were actually started what would you say, a concert between PG&E, even a concert between DARPA, Defense Department. I mean, this was a planned operation. The documents
tell you
this.
And the fire agencies as well, sadly.
And the fire agencies. This is what's going in California. It's bleeding over into other areas. Dallas, we just saw a very strange phenomenon. This is all a planned orchestration, the IMF takeover. You mentioned other countries, the takeover of the land resources, the natural resources, the God-given endowment that has been placed in mankind is being taken over by these chicken-neck control freaks and going to be used, and we're just fodder and we're just cattle on this reservation. Would that be a good way to describe it?
Well, that's good. There's one important component, though, Daniel, we have to address, and that's the planned genocide.
Okay, and we're not there yet. Hold on. We're not there yet. Just wait. Wait. We are going to get – let's hold on right there. I just for bringing up to speed right now, that's a fairly good summary. Two questions I got to ask you before we get further
into
down
genocide.
This.
Right. Okay.
Right. Okay, two. One, I want to know what it's like when they say, well, there's a planned out, we're going to have this outage, and what you're hearing from people on the ground is like, there's not even a fire in this area and they're going to turn off the power. Why do they say they're going to turn off the power? Explain that. And also austerity. You mentioned austerity in Chile, Ecuador, what have you. How would you define austerity, and what is it like ground zero when they say, well, next Tuesday, there's going to be a rolling power outage?
Well, I will tell you, because certainly we did experience widespread power outages here in California a week ago, and we're expected to have another outage in the next few days. So what that is like is waking up to no power. Now, if you are in the country on a well and you're not prepared with backup generators to pump the well water out of your well, you have no water. You have nothing. Your property is virtually dead. There's no resources. And if you're in the city, what we discovered is that many of the water-generating locations, the backup generators weren't powerful enough to keep up with the draw on the water. And so the water was compromised, and some of the delivery of water was reduced. So when you're in a high fire zone and they're cutting off your water, which is what is happening also, you have nothing to defend.
That sounds ridiculous. That sounds insane.
Well, it is insane. And we have a very important video on StopTheCrime.net on our video YouTube channel. It is called Fires and Outages Preparedness Community Meeting, and it was a meeting we pulled together with a retired fire captain of 30 years talking about what we now must do. And I think the simplest way for me to explain to people is because I lived on a boat, and when you're out in the middle of nowhere, you have to have certain tools in order to survive elements that you may not expect, such as rogue waves and squalls, et cetera, or being hit by another ship. And you have to have a life raft, a dinghy, life vests, flares, a variety of food and water so that you can survive in elements that mean your life. Well, we're in a storm here, but we're on dry land, and we need tools now in order to survive. Because we are becoming climate refugees. We're being chased around on the land now by weather weapons, floods, fires, blackouts, food shortages. Coastlines are now being attacked by technologies that most people don't even realize exist. Many people, I'm sure, that are listening are well aware of the overhead aerial aerosol spraying of death and destruction and weather alteration, but far too few realize that these technologies of different kinds are being used all along the coastlines worldwide. So when I explain a power outage, it's greater than that. It bleeds into your inability to survive the elements that are being presented to us. And what I can say, too, is this is the beginnings of cutting us off of electricity and gasoline and power in general. The climate action plans that are put forth and adopted in all of our cities, which are the requirements of the Paris climate treaties, have fully been adopted in every town, everywhere, worldwide. Now, many people believe that the science is in. It's good science. We need to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions in order to stop the weather from changing. I can tell you, far too few people realize that this is all about the creation of a new economy based on false science, a false narrative. And there are people that do not understand how tremendously already inserted into our reality are weather weapons and the control of the weather. When we were in Cuba here last year, we discovered that back in the 70s, at the same time that Operation Popeye was being used in Vietnam, there was Operation...
What is Operation... You got it. Tell us what that is. Operation Popeye in Vietnam.
Yeah. Operation Popeye was creating torrents of rains to flood out the supply lines, the Ho Chi Minh supply line and others, turning the ground into mud and muck, where it would hamper, quote-unquote, the enemy's ability to supply their munitions, food, etc., to their troops. At the same time, the United States was implementing Operation Blue Nile. I can't remember if it's Blue Nile or Nile Blue. Either which way, they were holding back the precipitation, the rain, from Cuba to destroy their tobacco revenue. And this has been used now worldwide. It's now used every single day, everywhere, everywhere. The economy is being collapsed here in California because of the weather attacks. We not only had the horrific fires of 2017, and then, of course, Paradise in Butte County was also predominantly burned down completely. We went up there soon after those fires. Absolutely, absolutely unbelievable. And I realize you have to be there to really understand the enormity of what is occurring. Just like many of you listening have been involved in floods and levees and tornadoes or cyclones or whatever kinds of weather events you're being presented with, they're this way here. So we have to band together in understanding the enormity of how we're all suffering from these attacks. And we have to have compassion and a depth of understanding because we are all under attack. This is war.
Okay. If I'm listening, especially if I'm a new listener, I haven't heard you before, I'm probably, maybe I'm intrigued, maybe I'm freaking out, maybe I'm about to turn the channel. I don't know. But don't do that. Don't turn the channel. I think people need to understand, okay, Deborah's either, one, she's either lying to you, she's either, this is just hype to get attention for herself, she's misread the situation, or she's attaching things to these weather that just really isn't happening. This is just weather, what's the big deal, okay? Or she's hit on something, and you start to put all these pieces together, and even if you don't know Deborah, even if you put aside all of the specifics of what she's saying, you start to put all these pieces on all this together and look at all the other countries in the world, and you gotta, if you have any sense of logistics, logic, intelligence, you start to see patterns. And so these patterns, political, weather, whatever, austerity, these patterns are telling you something. And you probably need to look at this closer. So I don't want people to discount Deborah or to, you know, when I first heard Deborah, I'm like, what in the world is this crazy woman talking about? And then as I put that aside for a second and I listened to what she said and I know the research and then I thought, OMG. Wow.
Well, Daniel, I think the foundation for me to really see the documents for what they are, because they are everywhere. They're printed documents. Nothing that I'm talking about is my personal
idea. All right, well, let me ask you about that specifically, because that's important. Now, we skipped about what austerity is. Maybe just quickly, so people, they're going to get hung up on that. Just define austerity real quick, and then I have another question.
Yes, because everyone that's listening is going to experience it. And it's a global disruption of the ability to access all resources. So what does that mean? In your plans that your cities have adopted, you're going to be forced now to eliminate natural gas in your homes. An example of that here in California is the rebuilds as a result of the homes that were lost in the fires. They were being incentivized, paid, to not put in natural gas and to go completely electrification. Now, in 2020, they've created codes and building and planning codes that require the elimination of gas. And we're being switched over to what they say is 100% renewable. We're being switched over to a requirement to use geothermal electricity from the world's largest geothermal operations here in the mountains of Sonoma County, again, 60 miles north of the Golden Gate Bridge. I have a tour of that geothermal plant on stopthecrime.net. We toured that plant. It is horrific. It is creating acid rain, multiple earthquakes every single day, and they're injecting poop, urine, and pharmaceuticals in the boreholes to create the electricity. And they're saying that this is clean, 100% renewable energy source, and PG&E ran that geothermal operation initially. And in any case, the next level of forced reduction of fuel and energy is that we're going to be getting our energy from solar. Now, solar is a weapon. Why do I say that? Why are people realizing solar is a weapon? It's because the solar is people are going to now start putting in battery backups, because when the power's turned off, just because you see solar panels on someone's roof during the day, unless they have battery backup, they don't have electricity. That is an enormous misnomer. So just by the mere fact of having solar panels does not mean you have electricity. And in 2020, all new construction in California, and this will spread out to all of the other states as well, will be required to have solar panels. Now, cost of housing is already skyrocketing. We have massive homeless encampments throughout the county. People cannot afford housing. Rents have gone through the roof, and we're certainly being shaken out of housing because of increased required costs. And the battery backups are lithium-ion batteries. They catch on fire. They explode. You can't put them out easily, and they know it.
There's the music. More with Deb Tavares on the other side. Of course, stopthecrime.net. We'll get some more details about that site, primarywater.org. God bless you. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Again, the special's over the Power Mall. We have a lot of sales. You know a lot of the products. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening, we do not get a check from PG&E. We do not get a check from the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Sources. We get checks from you and your purchases. If you're new, this is part of the deal. If you find value in what we're doing, then please support us. We thank you for your support. We thank you for your purchases. And you're welcome for what we're doing, because we know we hear that also. You're welcome. This means a lot to us. This is a big part of, this is a conviction. This is part of who we are. And it's part of who you are and your future, your family. Remember, we here at the Power Hour want you happy, healthy, successful, and free, just as God intends you to be. So please check out the specials over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, and also give Jay a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We're getting back to Deborah Tavares. It's been way too long since we had her on, and we were talking, and I don't know, you know, time goes quick, and then all of a sudden she's not on, and there's fire in California. It's like, where's Deborah? Where's Deborah? Well, we need her. Anyway, she's here. She's right on the spot. She's been a great supporter of the broadcast, and we honor her and are so glad and honored to have her on the broadcast today.
Well, thank you, Daniel. Now, yeah, we were talking about austerity, and I want to elaborate on that with a very poignant definition, because this definition comes from the U.S. Department of Energy. From their website, and I have it inserted in many of the talks that I give that are on StopTheCrime.net on our YouTube video channel. The real goal of energy use, they say, is aiming for zero. Now, many of you are hearing zero waste, zero emissions, reduce greenhouse gas emissions. But what this really is, and we talk about again, austerity, the ultimate goal of energy is not to use any. And they say the most efficient energy is energy we do not generate. This is not a technology.
Wow.
It is a behavior modification or learning to live in a new reality. That is austerity. That is why we're seeing rioting and protests all over the world. That is why right now in Los Angeles, some gas is now $5 a gallon.
Almost six. I saw some almost six.
There you go. It is a very slow incremental reduction of all resources that we have become dependent on. And because we have become dependent, in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document, and many other documents as well, it talks about we are now ripe for the taking because we are so dependent now. The rug is being pulled out from underneath us.
Okay, stop now, right, Deborah, stop, into, Deborah, stop right there. Let's go over that again. Again, I'm not trying to interrupt you for interruption's sake, and I apologize to the audience. But what you just said is extremely important. These plans have been enacted, and you're going to go over this a little bit, but the word is that kind of the word is out now. Hey, we're ready. We're ripe to be picked. It's ready to topple this thing over. Go back over that and explain that a little bit more and before you move forward.
Well, because sustainability and the banting around of reduction of greenhouse gas emissions to change the weather somehow, sadly, in school, people have been psyopsed, and even adults. They're not paying attention to the words, to what has happened, and they're not reading the documents. And because they're believing the word science is true on every level, they're not questioning anything that is being claimed as being science-based. But we know that weather weapons are now fully deployed everywhere, and they are being used, and we're seeing climate refugees all over the world. And we know, too, and a very, very important document is the report from Iron Mountain. And the reason I underscore that is, of course, shortly after JFK, John F. Kennedy, was assassinated, he gave a very important speech, and I'm just going to go over it a bit right now because it is part of what we're all experiencing. He said, "For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means," I'll insert silent weapons, okay? "Covert means for expanding its sphere of influence on infiltration instead of invasion." Now, I'm going to add infiltration just to climate action plans. There's many levels of infiltration. On infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice. I'm going to add something on intimidation. We're in an all-out bullying program. We're hearing that there are anti-bullying rules now in school. No, 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 no. Our government, all our leaders are bullying all of us. When we go to speak at a city council meeting or whatever meeting you go to, you're given a few minutes to speak. And if you go over that, you are bullied. You are told no more. That is it. It is set up on bullying and targeting us. So again, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. I'm going to add something here. We had ghost armies coming in to Sonoma County during the 2017 fires. There were busloads of looters bussed in from the Bay Area that were going through the burning communities, looting the houses and also torching the houses. The sheriff's department admits they arrested hundreds and hundreds of people. There's a book out called Point Patrol. It is the experience of a group of people that would not evacuate and stayed behind to save their homes in a cul-de-sac and had besides all the embers that they were continuing to put out, which is very important for everyone to hear, embers, we can put them out. That's why I really want people to go to StopTheCrime.net to our YouTube video channel. But were looters coming in? They were having to chase the looters out of their homes, Daniel, with shovels. So continuing with John F. Kennedy's talk, on guerrillas by night, and that was just a small example, instead of armies by day. It is a system. Now, this is important. This is a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Then you get into the report from Iron Mountain that came out just months after Kennedy was assassinated, and you find out the intention of the report from Iron Mountain was a blueprint on how to redefine a new type of war. And the new war to replace the old style war of bombs, bullets, etc., was to invent a new style of war called climate change, global warming. They estimated back in the early 60s that it would take about a generation and a half for the corporate structure to substantially pollute the planet enough to be able to convince all of us that it was simply our pollution, that we were decimating the planet. And also that report discusses the goal to annually reduce the population, how many people needed to be reduced, and again, the intention of polluting the air, water, food supply, and the oceans. So when you look at the report from Iron Mountain, which when it was then given to Johnson, Johnson said, well, they wouldn't be able to keep all of us in check if we knew about this report, so they called it a hoax. It was never, never, ever a hoax. So you look at what John F. Kennedy said, you look at the report from Iron Mountain, they are one of the same. And then you look at what has happened to the United States. We're a corporation. We're not a country. We're a corporation. We're traded on the New York Stock Exchange. In fact, we are Earth, Inc. And I'm going to read to you something very important, and then I'm going to tell you who said it. It said, the tragedy of the corporate structure is the illusion of justice, freedom, and democracy. Quote, corporations have no consciences, no beliefs, no feelings, no thoughts, no desires. This is the Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens from the dissenting opinion in Citizens United versus the FEC in 2010. We are a corporation. This is why all of your pleading to stop 5G rollouts in your cities falls on deaf ears, because your cities, your counties, your fire departments, your school boards, they're all corporations, and they have no jurisdiction. And we are run by executive orders. But before I get to that, I want to just insert a point about austerity. The wildlands map that has been out for since the 90s, Dr. Michael Kaufman brought that to light. And that shows the United States. It shows the human access areas that are denied. This is all mandated by the United Nations and a biodiversity treaty that has forced transformation and relocation of all Americans and cities to comply with environmental policies. We're in the process of all of this transpiring now. This is called climate refugees, and it's to reduce the CO2 emissions. There's much I can say about the reduction of oxygen in our atmosphere now as well, but I don't have time. This map you can find on stopthecrime.net. It's called the Wildlands Project Map. I would recommend this map because we reverse the colors so it's easy for you to see where the human settlement zones are, where the buffer zones are, etc. And it's most important to understand, and I think many of you listening are well aware of the road highway system in the United States. Our infrastructure has not been maintained. And here's what is behind the wildlands. It's called the, and it is austerity, the reduction of everything. And it's based on deep ecology. And here are some of the points of the deep ecology. It talks about how all life, human and non-human, will have equal value. Resource,
oh my gosh.
Listen to this, Daniel, resource consumption above what is needed to supply vital human needs is immoral.
Where did you read that from? What's the quote again?
This is is the deep ecology behind the Wildlands Network. And this is exactly what my interview with Ted Turner was about. He talked about this. And another statement under deep ecology is human population must be reduced. And listen to this. I have found this in all the plans, and I do, again, have a five-part video YouTube series on StopTheCrime.net. It was a talk based on what I delivered in London about 6 or so months ago about genocide is legal and how did all this happen. So for those of you that want to have a better understanding of the types of technologies that we're being assaulted with, you can listen, and I would encourage you to do that, the five-part video YouTube series. But in the deep ecology framework, it says this: Western or industrialized civilizations must radically change present economic, technological, and ideological structures. This is what is happening. This is an absolute global economic reset of absolutely everything. Now, I remind you that John F. Kennedy said we would be conscripted, everything, economic, scientific, political operations, intelligence. Then we read this. This just came off of Bloomberg. This is according to This Week, when the finance ministers and central bankers come to Washington. The International Monetary Fund has a message for the bankers. Digital currencies are on your doorstep. The U.S. and other countries around the world, it is just a matter of time before we see massive disruption. This is a quote by Tobias Adrian, the director of the IMF's Monetary and Capital Markets Department, said in an interview, there is at least the potential that new technology will lead to a new global payment system fairly rapidly. Now we're going to talk about this because we are all going to be chipped with RFID chip being implanted.
I'm not. Deborah, I'm not. They're not chipping me.
No.
They're not chipping me. So it's not everybody.
Sadly,
it's not me.
Yeah. Sadly, the reality is we all have self-replicating nanowires in our bodies anyway from all of the overhead aerial scientific things
tests
that have been manifested from the skies.
So we can all
be tracked as it is now anywhere.
Let's pause right here because I want you to end on this and then what people can do. This is important. We do have one caller. Let me let the caller get in, ask a quick question. I'll stop you right there because what you're about to say is super important. So I want to isolate that. Let's get the caller in and then we'll go to it. Brian from Kansas. Brian from Kansas, you're live on the Power Hour. So good to talk to you. What's on your mind, Brian?
Well, I was wondering if she is familiar with the Keshe Tesla generators. I was reading on a website. Portal 2012 is what I would hit, and then it would go to the portal. It was the way I could get to it. And now that there's a Keshe Industries that sells these Tesla generators, and that they actually sold a bunch of them to the Navajo Indians because they didn't have electricity, and in the winter, I think they donated them or whatever. And I was curious if she knew anything about that.
Well, what I do know, Brian, is that the Tesla batteries, which are the predominant batteries, the lithium-ion batteries, are bombs. They blow up. In fact, there are a number of schools here in Sonoma County, and one in particular, a middle school, that has put solar panels and now battery backups with the lithium-ion Tesla batteries. They've had to tell the fire department that they have the lithium-ion batteries so that should there be a fire, they can go to where those lithium-ion batteries are. These are weapons. These are going to be deployed throughout this country as the primary battery source for generating power when the lights are turned off, and they are turning the power off. So we will be individually self-destructing ourselves on our own homes. We're consenting to these weapons in our garages. These batteries hook up to the Internet of Things. They have Wi-Fi hookups. you are still hooked up. You are not off-grid at all, and you can be hacked, and you will be hacked. And we've talked to a number of people that have deployed these batteries upon themselves now. And during the power shutdowns, there were some interesting discussions around that, which I don't have time to get into right now.
Great question, Brian. Yeah, great question, Brian.
Thank you for that question. And the electric bikes also have lithium batteries as well, and there are many accidents riding those electric bikes as well. So the lithium batteries are a real problem.
Any follow-up, Brian? Follow-up?
Yeah, I just wasn't asking about that because a Tesla generator works on static electricity. It doesn't have anything to do with lithium batteries.
Oh, you're talking about Nikola Tesla, not Elon Musk Tesla.
I'm talking about Nikola Tesla. In fact, Lindbergh, if you look at the Spirit of St. Louis, it was a tiny little airplane, and it flew 4,000 miles to Paris. And the reason it was able to do that is it, you know, got up to elevation or altitude with a regular engine, and then it would switch over to the Tesla generator that ran on static electricity.
Now, Brian, I think it's important that the listeners understand there has been opportunities for us to obtain energy sources that are free and non-polluting. But that has not been the goal of those that are in the midst of controlling everything. Much of what Nikola Tesla developed could never be metered. And everything now is metered, and we are being destroyed.
Hey, Brian. Brian, why don't you do a little more research on it? Why don't you find out some more and then contact? I'd love to, you know, have you on, maybe talk about that. That would be very interesting.
All you have to do is go to Keshe, K-E-S-H-E, and it's a website, and he's in Iran, and he sells Tesla static electricity generators that require no energy, and that's what was the Navajo. So it's real simple, and it's interesting. We've had it before, and look what happens. Lindbergh gets his kid killed over it because that was what he was trying to do. Because, you know, if you look at World War II, a P-51 Mustang was supposed to be this long-range fighter. It would fly all the way from England to Berlin and back, which was 900 miles, and it was just full of gas tanks. It had gas tanks on the wings, fuel pods. It was full of gas. They could hardly take it off, and they said, oh, this is the longest-range fighter. But here Lindbergh, with his Tesla static electricity generator, flew 4,000 miles across the Atlantic in a tiny little airplane. That was the purpose of that.
Well, sadly, Brian, we've been denied those opportunities.
Absolutely.
And
thanks,
because
Brian.
The overlords control it all, and they do.
Hey, thanks, Brian.
Now, before the show is over, I really want to point out a number of the crucial.
You go for
YouTube.
You got 4 minutes. All you, Deborah. It's all you, and make sure you talk about the chip. We've got about four or five minutes. All you.
Well, yes, I do talk about the RFID chip. I talk about the mind control, global mind hiving, mind swiping, inserting dreams, creating assassins. This is a global mind control takeover, and the fundamental foundation is the 5G network, in conjunction with other frequencies as well. So I would recommend everyone go to stopthecrime.net, scroll down on our YouTube video channel, and start watching the 5-part YouTube series called Genocide Document Murder is Legal, and just start listening at 1 through 5. Then I would highly recommend everybody understand why the Department of Energy is requiring that we use LED light bulbs that cause vision loss and blindness. Eyesight loss is part of a goal, and sadly, we are being blinded by the light, and society is becoming blind, and this is a plan. Because you will see in these interviews, I have an interview, the blind guy interview, and he was an ophthalmologist, and I'm going to leave you to listen to what he had to say. This is all part of maneuvering us in to a virtual reality, a new technology, because we're going to need tools to bolster up our inability to see because of declining eye diseases, macular degeneration, all of the types of diseases that we are now suffering from. And then I have another video up that is very important for everyone to see, how PG&E failed to do the reduction of the vegetation on the power lines, and how they intentionally left behind ignition piles of debris they cut from the trees overhead and left the piles underneath the lines. And they were caught actually doing that and falsifying documents. And you'll see that in film. We captured that ourselves, so you will see that.
Okay, Deborah, hold on. Deborah, we got about 1 minute just over. I want to make sure that you tell people what they can do. That's very important. StopTheCrime.net is your website, so make sure you tell them what they can do.
Yeah, what you can do is, number one, understand what is happening. Water is now going to be massively restricted through the illusion that it's fossil water, limited water resources, and we are running out. Please understand. Go to primarywater.org, print off the flyers, understand that we have sadly only been taught that water is from rain and snowmelt. That is the secondary water cycle. The primary water cycle is the aspect of water being generated by the process under the mantle. I won't go into that now, but there's an excellent YouTube where we describe and discuss primary water explained. Go to that website. We're going to be massively restricted from water, and as we are, we're going to be forced off our properties because we will not have what the health departments will determine to be safe properties. Listen to the YouTube power outage, the real story behind the historic power shutdowns in California, and also fire and power outages and community preparedness meeting. That is a big can-do bit of information. We need tools now on land in order to survive the direct assaults by our corporate agencies that control all governments worldwide.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Deborah, well, what a pleasure. God bless you. Would you love your family? Take care of them and get StrongNet units. God will be with you. You will see. The Red Sea will part for you if we come together in faith. God bless you, Deborah. StopTheCrime.net, ThePowerHour.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams Probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams Probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.